I think I need one.
So anyway, she brought it in and I said,
look, good evening. We'll reconvene the Education Conference Committee. The first order of business is we have the A41 amendment that's been distributed to members and to the public. And this is with regards to the within the framework agreement of modifying the payment schedule to those charter schools. Is there any discussion from members of the committee on this? Senator Olson, did you have any thoughts on?
Nope.
Okay. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, say nay. Motion prevails. The A41 amendment is adopted. Members, the next item is that we have a list of provisions. Has this been passed out yet?
No.
Okay, let's pass these out. My apologies. We'll go with the framework.
Let's do the technical ones first.
Okay, we'll start off with the technical ones. We'll distribute those to members of the committee. We'll wait until members of the committee have those, and then we'll have Mr. Crow walk through the, or Mr. Nauman, or Mr. Strom, whoever wants to. You guys can arm wrestle over who's going to talk about the provisions. These are three technical provisions that were not contained in the framework, and we'll start with the first one, Senate Article 1, Section 1, Mr. Nauman.
Mr. Chair, this is a technical provision that defines the...
We don't have the sheets yet.
Okay, we'll wait for... Thank you. This would also be in their conference books, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so this will be in the books as well. So
this is in Article 1, page R1, the very first provision in your side-by-side.
Thank you.
And it amends Section 11A.16, Subdivision 5, which includes the definition of income for the Permanent School Trust Fund.
Thank you. Any discussion from members of the committee? Senator Olson, any comments? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, say nay. Motion prevails. That section is adopted. The next one is House Article 5, Section 1. Mr. Crow.
Mr. Chair and members, if you look at page R1 of Article 5, this is the section of 16A.152 that allocates surplus revenues toward paying off the shifts. This does not change the allocation of surpluses and where they go, but simply corrects a cross-reference as it relates to the property tax recognition shift.
Senator Olson, any comments? Any questions or comments from members of the committee? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, say nay. Motion prevails. That section is adopted. And finally, Senate Article 9. I don't have a section number on my list, but Mr. Nauman.
Section 2.
Mr. Chair and members, you turn to Article 9. This section begins on page R1. It's Section 2. Has to do with adult basic education. And it deletes, if you look to page R2, it deletes obsolete language from previous years. It's purely technical.
Senator Olson, any comments? Any questions or comments from members of the committee? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say nay. Motion prevails. Senate Article 9, Section 2 is adopted. Members, next we will move on to the framework provisions, which if we could have staff please distribute those to members. Oh yes. While we're handing that out, Senator Olson, I think you have a motion.
Give me the section. Or?
So, Mr. Chair, this provision would relate to the riders in the Senate bill for the appropriation to the student organizations. It's in Article 2, on page R79. It's Subdivision 17. Section number is 38.
Can you just slide it so I can see it?
Could you please repeat the page numbers? For
sure, members? R78 of Article 2.
Okay. And members, again, this is R78 of Article 2. This is going to be on the right-hand side under Subdivision 17.
Sure. Mr. Chair, I would like to move to add to each of those lines in parens the initials of the respective organizations. So on health occupations, it'd be parent HOSA, H-O-S-A, all caps. In the next line, for service occupations and parent, it's H-E-R-O, hero. In the trade and industrial occupations, it's Skills USA, secondary and post-secondary. And in 5726, the business occupations is DECA and DEX, D-E-X, and BPA, both secondary and post-secondary. And for agriculture occupations, it is FFA and PAS. And family and consumer science is FCCLA. That's it.
Thank you.
I would like to move the addition of that clarifying language.
Any discussion or questions from members of the committee? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, say nay. Motion prevails. The amendment is adopted. Okay, and I believe we have another amendment. Senator Thompson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members. I've got the A38 amendment, and this would go on line 58. Page 58, insert after line 17. And I don't see here specifically on which
article
this is.
Or R80.
Senator Thompson, that's going to be R80 under Article 2.
All right. Right?
That's wrong. Hold on.
Actually, it's drafted to the wrong section. We want to put it on R.
We'll find it here in a second.
Yeah, I'm not seeing it on the document, Mr. Chairman. I apologize.
No worries. Let's see.
R78.
It's the collaborative urban educator.
We would.
First one to find it gets a pop.
bottom of R77.
And what you want to do is just delete 1, 2
Take
through 1.
7, 8.
Mr. Chair.
Just delete the
Mr. Chair, probably just be easiest to say to just say delete subdivision 13 and insert subdivision 21. What?
Change it
change it back to 13 on instead of 21. Renumber accordingly.
Mr. Nama?
Do we want to have the 200-640? Seriously?
So what they're doing is they're specifying.
Oh, yeah. No, we don't.
Mr. Chair, generally we don't put in dollars to the 200-640 level, so maybe give us a couple minutes to set this aside, and we'll just figure this out.
Sure.
And come
well,
right
Senator
back
Thompson,
to it.
We'll temporarily lay that aside. My apologies for.
I'll withdraw the amendment at this moment, Mr. Chair.
I got it, Eric. You want to just do it?
Yep, that's fine.
Mr. Chair and members, on line 17, 200,000 each year. On line 18, 164,000, and on line 19, 164,000.
My Minnesota math tells me that would be $528,000.
Yeah,
it does match, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so and what were the other changes that were made to the amendment, Mr. Crow?
So, Mr. Chair, basically on 1-2, we would say delete subdivision 13 and insert subdivision 13, collaborative urban educator, and change to the dollar amounts on 1, 7, 8, and 9.
So, and then with the changes on lines 1.7, 1.8, and 1.9, Senator Thompson moves the A38 amendment as amended. Is there any discussion from questions or discussion from members of the committee? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say nay. Motion prevails. The A38 amendment as amended is adopted. The next item, the provisions that are contained in the framework. If you could have those passed out, please.
Have they been passed out? They've been passed out.
They have been passed out. So members, These are the provisions in the framework that were described earlier that have been agreed to by both the House and the Senate. At this time, the chair will move those provisions contained in that. Is there any discussion from members of the committee? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, say nay. Motion prevails. The motion is adopted. The final action item here for now in this session is that we have, has this been distributed to members yet or not?
No.
Okay, let's get this passed out to members.
Thanks. Yes, I, you know what, an extra bit of thing.
Okay, members, what these are items that have not been addressed in either in an affirmative or negative discussion within the framework and other items. And what Senator Olson and I are going to do is we're going to temporarily recess the committee to allow the committees to go over, allow the conferees to go over this, review this with staff, and we will reconvene. And so we'll recess for approximately 2 minutes. Is 1 hour okay?
That's right for this.
1 hour? Okay. So, members, we will recess for approximately 1 hour to take up these items as well as the teacher effectiveness portion of the bill. So, we'll be recessing until approximately 11:15 for those items. So with that, unless there's any questions from members of the committee, we are in recess to the call of the chair until 11:15. Thank you.